discussed this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Tuesday, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you, our number, if you ever want to call in. That's one way to be part of the show, is 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it's the same thing, Radio Now AM Show. For Facebook, we use both the stations that we're on. In Indianapolis, Indiana, you can search for Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, Texas, you can search for Radio Now Houston. We already actually have something up there now if you want to interact on our Facebook page. We'll be talking about that coming up later on in the show. But with that being said, I want to remind you, today at 8:10, 7:10 Central, we're hooking you up with NF tickets. He's going to be coming to Indianapolis, Indiana, and in Houston, Texas. And as McKenzie, we were talking about, these shows are selling out in these venues he's at. Like, it's hard to get a ticket.
It is. It's not. He's got to do two nights some places because it's so big. We can't wait for this.
Yeah, but we're saving you money. We're hooking you up. We're getting you into the show. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was awesome. Okay, I found the trick. So since my schedule, I'm just trying to get into my groove. So right after the show, when we get done here, when we're done with all of our other business behind the scenes, me working out is the best thing to do before I have a chance to fade and like fall asleep and get lazy and tired. So I went and to FitFlex Fly and had an awesome personal training session with Mark Morgan, and it was amazing. He kicked my butt. It was 60 minutes. And it was great. And I love it because he stretches you out like an athlete. So I was like, oh, I needed this. And then you go, 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 go. It was just awesome. So I'm going to do that repetitively, I think, every Monday to get my week going.
I would be like, hey, Mark, can we do like another 40 minutes of stretching?
It felt so good.
That's awesome.
But my legs are like jelly today.
Yeah. Well, good for you. That's actually the best thing to do. It's hard for me to do it, but I agree. Or for me, like, I have to walk my dogs every day, like for a half an hour because I have so much energy. I should do that right when I get home.
Right.
Because otherwise I will never get up and get the energy.
Yeah, if you hit that couch, forget about it.
Live the Web Girl, how's your day?
It was good. It was just super busy. I worked here, and then right when I left here, I stopped to get something to eat really quick, ate in my car, and then went into my second job and was there. And then I actually did go see a movie yesterday.
Ooh.
When I got off of work, I saw the new Downton Abbey movie. So I've never watched Downton Abbey in my life, but my boyfriend and his grandma are really big fans.
That's so cute. How was it?
It was good. I mean, like, it wasn't the most riveting 2.5 hours of
his cinematic
experience I've ever seen in my life. But, I mean, I was entertained the whole time.
I won't need to go see a really good movie. I haven't seen a really good film, I feel like, at the theater in a long time, other than, like, kids' movies, because I have a little girl.
I used to go when I worked at, like, a radio place. We got, like, how our guy Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston, gets, like, a Chick-fil-A card so he can eat Chick-fil-A every day. I used to have a movie card, so I got a pair of movie tickets every day and a bucket of popcorn. Guess where I went every day? Instead of you working out, I went and watched a movie.
Watched movies.
Can we get a movie pass around here?
We should go see The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. That got a standing O at film festivals. It's supposed to be next level. Amazing.
Interesting.
Yes, it comes out soon.
Porkchop, what was your day like yesterday?
It was good. I played some disc golf without you, Joe.
Oh, you cheated on Joe.
He
Who
did.
Is your partner? Who'd you play with?
Actually, that's funny you say that. I was going to bring it up. I met the guy that's going to do photography for me.
You did?
Yeah, I met Kyle, and he came disc golfing with me, and it was fun. And he actually, okay, so in golf, there's a term called birdie.
Yes.
What that means is...
I play junior golf.
Oh, okay. So on all the holes, the par is 3. So for this hole in particular, I got a birdie. Joe, do you have the audio of that?
I do. Am I supposed to play this right now?
Yeah. It's for birdie. Turn it up.
Oh!
So I've been playing disc
Dang,
golf.
Dang, boy.
I've been playing disc golf for like 3 years. I mean, I've only played like probably 20 times, but that was my second ever birdie. So
wow,
that was cool.
Congratulations. Now, how was the dude? Was he hot? Like flesh?
Yeah, no, it was. We had a fantastic time. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So.
Is there a love connection?
Hold on. I'm sorry to take away the love part. You can bring that back if you want. I do not believe you really threw that in there on the first try. That's what I was talking to our buddy Chad. It's like, wait, how does magically Pork Chop get so good?
I mean, I didn't get
neither
so
one of
good.
Us around.
I finished plus 18.
I don't know, man. I feel like that was one of those, like, people do stuff for the gram.
Okay, whatever.
I believe you, Chops.
We believe you.
I think you should put that video up there and actually have people vote on a poll. Like, do you believe Pork Chop really got this?
I mean, I did. You can see in the video that I did it 100 times.
Honestly, yeah. Like, you're like, hold on, let's do it again.
Well, you know it takes an hour and a half to play a course. You could see on the timestamp I sent you that we were there for an hour and a half.
These boys could bicker about...
It's cool.
Forever.
No, I'm glad you got your disc golf in, though. So it's just like a new love interest, or what is this?
I don't know. We just it was our first time meeting, so we'll see.
Did he play too?
Yeah, he played. No, I played and he watched.
I don't know. It happens sometimes. And how was the photographer?
Did he take pictures of you while you were playing disc golf?
No, we just played disc golf.
I hope you guys didn't do anything unholy. You were on church grounds.
No, just played disc golf.
Why are you looking like that? You're getting redder.
I don't know. Because I've been said like 20 times.
Did you go to dinner afterwards?
No, we played disc golf. What the heck?
Mackenzie,
do you guys want? Had a hot, steamy, flipping pancake scene in the middle of the woods. Like, I don't know what you want
from church grounds. In the river. Did you go in the river?
No.
Mackenzie, why is he so angry defensive? I feel like something happened.
Nothing.
They definitely kissed.
Wait, did you kiss?
God. Blushing.
No.
You didn't even kiss.
Why is he waving
we
us
don't
off?
Believe you.
Okay. Interesting. That's another poll. Do you think they kiss? All right. Well, I just got to tell you right now, not that I'm not normally surly every morning anyways, but I thought I'd be okay. But you can mark the time at 6:16, 5:15 Central. I am hangry. I am going to do some blood work today. So I am fasting. And
oh, no.
Boy, that is not a fun thing to do when you have to work.
I feel bad. I'm the opposite. I went and got the best snacks yesterday for today. Oh. So I have a bag full of snacks.
What snacks do you have? Don't tell me. It was a joke. Don't actually tell me.
All the good stuff and a Bang energy drink.
Oh, man. See, I don't think I can have the Bang. I know I can have coffee. I can have a cup of coffee or two. And I can have a bunch of water. So I'm going to go fill myself up on the good stuff. But that's what I'm working with today. So I'm going to get some blood tests done. I don't know. Just make sure everything's all good in the hood. So
good for you.
Yep. Living the life. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Well, Gwen Stefani says she didn't even know this dude existed. And what put Oprah's doctor in a sheer panic?
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. She is killing it on her new talk show. And she sat down and talked with none other than Miss Trisha Yearwood about almost tinkling her pants when Trisha's man, none other than Garth Brooks, came in during their recording session.
And I got in the studio and I'll tell you, I've never been more nervous about sounding good because I was like, you're there already. That was nerve-wracking enough. And then your husband, who's, you know, Garth freaking Brooks, walks in and he's like, he was producing me. I was peeing my pants. I was like, this is the worst. But anyway,
I was trolling my session to try to get you to work with him. That's totally what he was doing.
That'd be so intimidating, though, because he is like the OG of country. I mean, Garth Brooks. Kelly grew up with him. Very cool. And I've met both Garth and Trisha, and they are the real deal. The sweetest people you'll ever, ever meet.
What does Garth smell like? That's what I want to know.
He's so good. You know, they're like, they wear sweats, like sweatshirts and jeans backstage, and they don't just like take a picture, move on, take a picture. They sit and talk with their fans for like 10, 15 minutes all the time they have. They're just so cool.
That's awesome.
Miss Yearwood, she can cook for sure. Well, Gwen Stefani says she didn't even know Blake Shelton existed before The Voice.
Now it's normal because it's like we're together and it's kind of like I've learned about country and I've accepted that he's a true hillbilly and all those things, but I didn't even know he existed like before the show.
Funny?
Like I didn't even know that he was a human being on this planet and I didn't know much about country. He is literally a country jukebox. He knows every single song forever. He's incredible like that.
Aw, I'm waiting for them to get married.
I just don't know how, as a musician, you don't know somebody, though. Really? I feel, you know what I mean? Like, is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, if you're not in the country world, I bet I could name a million country artists, like not A, but like B or C that are kind of new on the scene, and maybe some people in the studio would have no idea who they are.
That's interesting, though, because maybe she's like, oh, my, like if she knew him beforehand, she may not have been interested.
Yeah. Oh, they're such a unique but cool couple. I love them together.
Opposites definitely attract.
That is very true. Now, she is back for the 17th season of The Voice, replacing the bromance he has with Adam Levine. I'm sure he's happy, though. His lady is there. Very cool. Moving on to Lil Nas X. He sat down with Ellen talking about opening up about and admitting that he's gay.
It was something that I should have been done, but I was like, I was not in a position where I had to worry about like family and friends, like how they would react, I guess. In the past year, like I'm in a new level, so it's like, it doesn't really matter, I guess. And also just how it would be good for the youngins who are listening to me right now.
Yep.
Who gonna have to go through stuff like this in the future.
Right.
You know, like it's all right, I guess.
Oh, that's so cool. He was just saying he was open about his sexuality and that it's helped many and that now he's proud that he can just be himself. So I think that's very cool. And obviously he's having huge success. Well, Oprah's doctor was scared he would be the doctor that was responsible for Oprah's death.
He called me every day to make sure I was using the inhaler and taking the right antibiotics. And when I walked in and I was better, he thanked me three times for getting better and said, can I have a hug? And I could tell that he was like, not on my watch is this gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was basically on antibiotics for weeks that weren't working. She had to go see a lung specialist. Oprah was really down and out. She had pneumonia.
Jeez.
And her doctor was like, you need to cancel everything. Do not fly. This is very serious. And he was just scared that he would be the doctor responsible for the big O going down.
And you know what? If you are the doctor responsible for that, people will never forgive you, even if it's not your fault.
Exactly.
It's just like, well, you were in charge of Oprah. How'd you let Oprah get sick?
A national treasure. Happy to report, Miss O is back and better than ever.
Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Whenever there is a dumb internet debate, you know you can find us right in the middle of it. I mean, honestly, that's pretty much all that we do here.
Yes.
All right, today we're talking all about that candy. You want to get a little sneak peek, maybe cast your vote? Hop into our Facebook page. If you're in Indy, to search for Radio Now 100.9. If you're in Houston, to search for Radio Now Houston. That's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If something's going on and there's an argument online, well, we like to talk about it here on the show. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you on Facebook can join in this conversation. Radio Now Houston, if you're in Houston, or Radio Now 100.9 in Indianapolis, Indiana. Get a lot of comments already this morning. What's the dumb thing we're fighting about? Well, it's something that started on Twitter over the weekend. It asked people, out of these six candies I'm about to give you, you got to get rid of one of them forever. And this is a legit question because, first of all, guys, Halloween, not that far away.
I know.
You got to start buying the candy
October's
already.
October's on Tuesday already, if you can believe it.
Gosh,
so we're
really?
A little over a month away.
Okay. So that being said, here are your options. Don't blurt out the first one. Think about it, guys, because this one's going away forever. You got Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Way, and Twix. Now, if you want to call in, you can too, 833-563-2539. But once again, you have to get rid of one of them. Would you get rid of Snickers? Would you get rid of Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Way, or Twix?
Easy.
I've seen a lot of people say that, but okay, I'll go last because I'm going to throw people for a loop with the one I say we get rid of. But Porkchop, you spoke up first. What's the easy one out of those six to get rid of and we never see it again?
Well, I will say first, the easiest that I love the most, the Kit Kats and Twix. If anyone voted for that, you're crazy. Now, the one that I could easily get rid of is Milky Ways.
Really? You could get rid of Milky Way?
Way.
Yeah.
Oh. The best, in my opinion, all day, every day, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So nobody better get rid of that. I could do without, like Chop said, Milky Way or Snickers.
Meh. Oh my gosh.
It's so bad for your teeth,
now, hold
too.
On. Live the Web World's going, oh my gosh. What does that mean? Are you a Milky Way fan?
Milky Way is probably my favorite out of all of these.
Does that not explain everything?
Over Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I love them. Reese's are great. Don't get me wrong. I love Reese's. I had a Kit Kat for the very first time, probably a month ago,
What?
And not bad. Cool. I would definitely get rid of Snickers.
Tripping.
I don't want nuts. Like, I eat healthy 99% of the time.
Save that.
I don't want nuts.
When I am not trying to eat healthy, I want to go all the way. I don't want healthy nuts in my candy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true. Like, who puts nuts in, like,
brownies?
Or cookies.
Yeah, I
hate
that.
Chocolate chip cookies. People put nuts. I think they're savage.
You two are insane. Who doesn't want a Snickers bar? Because that has crunch and that has peanuts in it.
Not into it.
No. Of all these options of deliciousness.
You need one. No wonder.
You have a Snickers on the left side and you have Reese's, like a big Reese's peanut butter cup on the right.
I don't want the big one.
Don't tell me you're going Snickers.
Here's what I want. I want like the holiday Reese's because for whatever reason, those are better than
the Christmas trees.
Anything else they make, those are the best ones. Why is it because it costs more money to put more peanut butter in? Is that what it is?
It's like whipped peanut butter.
Whipped. Now, I looked it up, Liv, because I wanted to, before I threw mine out there, I wanted to see what was actually in a Milky Way chocolate bar. Now, let me ask you without looking, what is in a Milky Way? Can you tell me?
Me?
Yeah.
Chocolate, nougat, and caramel.
Yes, so she knows her stuff. That's it.
Nougat.
Yep. Nougat. Hey, man, you got some of that nougat in there? I like my nougat.
You know, Kit Kats are delicious, and they come in all different flavors. We had a listener when Pork Chop and I worked together before that brought from, like, Japan. We had green tea Kit Kats.
I remember that.
Sounds
matcha.
Gross.
They were delicious. Whoa. They had, like, white chocolate, raspberry, all these, like, real hoity-toity, bougie Kit Kats. They were so good.
So on Facebook, people are blowing up, like commenting nonstop. And I will say the top two that need to go, according to people on Facebook, are Milky Way, which breaks my heart, but is expected, I guess, and Twix.
Really?
Twix?
Now,
yes.
Hold on. See, no, I was surprised. I'll tell you one right now, which could go in the world, wouldn't miss it one bit. M&M's.
People have said that, too.
It's like classic, though.
But, you're holding on to it for the novelty, not for the taste. Milky Way has way more taste than M&M's does.
So
M&M's is just different colors, and it's branding you've had forever.
Last year, my little girl, Lucy, she went trick-or-treating, and then, you know, they come back with their loot, all the candy. And she had separated the loot into two piles. And I was like, Lulu, what's this? She's like, well, this is the good stuff, Mom. And on the left is the garbage candy. Like the Dum Dums. And like with the Smarties. Like the candy
like
nobody wants. I'll save it for you this year then.
Bring in the trash pile to us. We'll eat it.
Okay, so interesting. So we don't have a clear-cut winner here among us on the show because I would say get rid of M&M's. You guys say get rid of Milky Way. And Liv, which one would you say get rid of again?
I'm saying Snickers.
Wow. All right, your vote's been thrown out. Never mind. I guess we are getting rid of Milky Way.
You know what the weirdest thing is, though?
What?
The way I eat a Reese's peanut butter cup, I eat it like a little rabbit. I just eat all around the edges first.
So good.
And then, like, the middle, I don't really like.
You
throw it away.
Wait! I thought you were saying you saved the middle for the end, so the grand finale.
I throw
it away?
The grand finale is the edges. I eat it, like, in a circle, like,
you are a sociopath.
Yeah.
You don't eat the middle peanut butter goodness?
And I like it cold. It has to be cold. No, I don't. I'm not a fan of the middle.
I think your mic's broken again.
That is crazy.
Adjust the cord.
I'll be a team with you eating those, and I'll just eat the middles, and you can eat the edges.
Yeah,
perfect.
Like one of the best things is like I would cut off the whole ring on the outside and just eat the circular peanut butter. Like I wish they could make those like a hole punch or something where you could punch out that and just eat the middle.
You know what I love that no one else loves? Cadbury eggs.
Okay, now you're ruining this whole discussion. Liv, are those not the grossest thing ever?
It's because they're sea. You could only get them like during springtime, but I just love them. They're so gooey and delicious, but they're so rich.
All right, cool. Well, hey, you can let us know. It's on Facebook. If you're in Indy, Radio Now 100.9 in Houston, just go search for Radio Now Houston. Coming up next, could Stephen Avery from Making a Murder get out of jail? I know we've talked about this, but guys, there's a confession and it's not from him.
Oh,
and yeah, you didn't hear about this, did you?
No.
This is breaking news and a new Facebook scam to watch out for. Mom and Grandma, I'm talking to you. Yeah, there's a scam. Do not click on the video. Oh, yeah. I'm pretending I'm not hungry because I'm fasting for a blood test, but I'm losing my mind. Just give me a bite of that, Mackenzie, please.
I know. I have all the snacks.
Give me it. She went and made some oatmeal, and it smells so good. All right, I'm going to focus. I'm going to be a professional broadcaster right now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A Wisconsin man who is already in prison for a separate killing reportedly confessed to the killing of photographer Teresa Halbach in 2005. That subject of Making a Murderer on Netflix. Yeah, so what does this mean? It means that maybe Stephen Avery, who's been charged with her death, could be exonerated. The director, Sean Rich, of the Netflix series said, "Now listen, we haven't confirmed the legitimacy of this confession, and they haven't released the actual prisoner's name yet that might have done this, because they cannot do that, I guess, legally until they have the confession. But, what if..." Have you watched Making a Murderer, Mackenzie?
I have not. I'm like the only one. But I know so all good. About it, obviously.
Does everybody that has watched Making a Murderer, obviously there's an angle to it, there's a side. They're trying to make him look innocent.
Why do you think this was such a phenomenon? Like, why do you think people were obsessed
because
with this?
Because the justice system is an amazing idea. And when it works, it's great. But I think as a people, we think that the justice system does not work for the average man or woman of normal means, and that it's tilted towards the rich and the wealthy and the people that are not poor. And it probably, people probably say too, that it's more against minorities than whites. So I just think it's such an interesting case, and it's obviously presented in a way where it makes him look innocent.
Right.
And the thing that's interesting too about this guy is Stephen Avery was convicted of murder. Like the way back in the day, and then they found out DNA-wise he wasn't guilty. Wow. So he was in jail for years and years of his life, and he was truly not the person that did it.
Could you imagine?
So now it's like, well, did he mess up again and really do it? Or is he being framed again? That's the whole thing. It's like the people, the way they frame it is that the police department's out to get him.
It's so interesting. Isn't that like double jeopardy? Like if you're convicted of a crime that you didn't do, but you could, I think you could do it then. Well, you can't be convicted of the same crime twice.
Right. Like, I can't kill Pork Chop twice, as much as I've thought about it.
So if you were in jail for killing Pork Chop, but you didn't do it, and Pork Chop, you mean, was still roaming around.
But if I went and killed Liv, though, I still killed two different people.
Right.
And those are just hypothetical, not people I dream about killing on a daily basis. Okay, now this is something, ladies, if you can explain to me. I know my wife has this, but I don't really understand it. A can of dry shampoo shattered the sunroof, and this photo will be up on the Need to Know News blog, of a car in Missouri. The teen driver found the sunroof of her Honda Civic completely shattered. At first, her parents thought something must have fallen through the sky or somebody must have broken it from the outside, but the glass exploded from the inside out, so they knew that was not the case. Turns out the girl left a can of dry shampoo in the console of her car. The intense heat inside the car caused the can to explode and turn into a projectile. So, help me out here. What is dry shampoo? Is it just like a powder?
So it basically is, it's like a spray and you shake it up. So if you want to go, you know, it's actually not good for your hair to wash your hair every single day because it dries it out. So you maybe want to go maybe 3 days, ladies, maybe four, especially if you get a blowout. So what you do is it's almost like a hairspray, but it's not. And you spray it kind of at the root at a far distance and it makes your hair longer. It kind of takes away the grease and it helps hold your style.
Okay. See, I'm learning.
So it's like shampooing, but you're not going in the shower. It's just a dry shampoo.
Now Liv's like itching her scalp right now. She got the dry shampoo going on. See, my wife, when she'll do stuff, I'll see her do it, and it looks like a fire extinguisher or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, because it's like out of like white powdery.
I'm like, what's wrong with your head, babe?
Kind of.
But now I know. Okay, this is for the old people, but maybe the young ones, because I actually had somebody message me this. They must have had their account hacked. The BBB, the Better Business Bureau, is warning Facebook users about a new phishing scam that targets their messages. Users receive a Facebook message with a video link saying, "Is this you?" The message will continue from someone you're friends with on Facebook, trying to entice you to click on that link. The message may also say something like, "Hey," you know, like Pork Chop, for example. "Hey, Pork Chop, what are you doing in this video, LOL?" Because that's what it was to me. It's like, "Hey, Joe, what are you doing in this video, LOL?" And then you search the URL and it says to skip ahead to a minute 53, as if like it's giving you specific instructions.
I've seen this. Of course, I did not click.
Don't do it.
I did not click.
Don't do it, because they'll try to have you go to this web address. It'll take you, it looks just like Facebook, but it's not. Just kind of copy to mirror the page. If you enter your login information again, then they have all your access stuff and that's where they can go from. So,
ooh.
God, I get so worried about my mom and grandma.
I really do.
I'm like, guys, like, I don't think you should be online anymore. Just read books. And your,
books.
And your final thing today, I'm going to need help from Liv the Web Girl if I mess this one up too bad. But a news crew is interviewing a man in Philadelphia. That's the home of the Eagles, the football team. And this happened, I believe, yesterday because he was catching children that were being tossed from a burning building earlier that morning. Luckily, no fatalities, although several people were hospitalized from the fire. Now, the hero's name is Hakeem. And another reason he's gone viral, not only is he a hero, because he took the time to badmouth, I guess, one of the Eagles wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar. Am I even close to that, Liv?
You're close.
Your mic's not working, but I'm close. Thank you.
Okay.
She gave me the thumbs up because her microphone's still broken. Here's the thing, though. Listen to this audio of him bad-mouthing him. While, like McKenzie, like man on the street, like live news.
One of my old coworkers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar. And his mishaps, I like to put that out there.
He stares at the camera like he's talking right to the football player.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
He must have had him as his fantasy football player and dropped all the balls. But that's insane. I love when people get on camera to show all that shade
There's
out there.
There's not much you can do when it's live either.
Okay. By the way, when you were on live TV, you ever have somebody swear?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And I had people go behind me, especially when I was, like, out in the field. They'd make lewd gestures, if you will.
I don't understand.
And my cameraman would get so mad, like my photographer, and he'd pan away, and they'd try to get in the background. It's a wild world out there when you try to do live television.
It is. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online on our website, and we'll put a swipe-up link later on our Instagram, so follow that. It's Radio Now AM Show. Song of the Day is next, and today's theme is all about the songs that we love. I mean, these are some of our favorites, but guys, we have no clue what the heck they're actually saying in the song. Like, I think we know it, you know, like there's something going on there, but I don't know the words.
It's just that you just jumble them all together in the middle.
Yeah, okay. Song of the day, it's coming up next. Hello, good morning. Song of the day, I gotta tell you, I don't think I'm ever gonna win again. Just throwing that one out there. Not begging for votes today, but it's interesting how you have participated, and by the way, you can vote for the song. We'll throw them all out there. Then you grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. It's so interesting what songs win and what songs need an untimely death. Yesterday, Live With The Web Girl was a big winner, but it was because the third time we tried doing Jaquan Tipsy. Can you try wiggling your cord? We'll just try to get through today.
It was shocking. We were excited it finally won, but we had tried with that song for so long, and then it finally came through, so that was awesome.
All right. Does your mic work? No, why don't you go? You have to go share a mic with Porkchop. It's like brothers and sisters holding hands over there.
No biggie.
There you go. Cool. All right, well, let's get into it today. Live the Web Girl. The category is songs you love, but you don't really know the words to them. Maybe they're hard to understand. And what song did you go with?
I went with one of my favorite songs. It was an absolute summer jam about two summers ago, and I still jam out to it now. And the only word I actually know in this song is despacito. Every other word is
despacito.
Oh, yeah, I know none of the words there. I don't even think Bieber does. Remember when he was like, blah, 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 blah,
oh, yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
He had a hard time solo performing that one.
All right, Porkchop, songs that you love but you don't know the words to, what do you have?
So my song, I believe, is like the biggest video on YouTube of all time. You know how there's like 6 or 7 billion people on this earth?
Yes.
Well, 3 billion people have watched this video. That means half of the world.
It was an international success, and I'm wondering what happened to this dude.
Who knows, but it's going to win today. It's Gangnam Style, Psy.
Yeah!
Oppan Gangnam Style. Woo! You know what? I think you might have got my vote.
Oh, yeah?
You might. I kind of want to dance to that, too.
Yeah, I do, too. And I don't know any of the words, so that totally fits the category.
You don't know the word sexy lady?
Hey, sexy lady! That's all I know. All right, for myself, Joe, I think we all love any of this artist's songs, and we don't know any of the words that this person raps or sings about, and he stood the test of time. He was here for a while, came back. I'm talking about Sean Paul with Temperature. I got the right temperature. That's all I know.
Yes.
I think he said something about a banana in a hot tub.
It's like all these beats are just insane, so that's why we love them.
Okay, Mackenzie, coming to you.
Okay.
Songs you love, but you do not know the words to in these songs.
You know the song, you've heard it. I know just the main chorus, which I'm still shocked. I didn't even know the word murderer was in the song so much. It's Eni Camozo's Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Here comes the hot stepper. Murderer. I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer. This is the only part I know. Murderer. Murderer. Still alive.
Does he say murderer? I thought I always said turn it up.
It's murderer.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
I thought it was murderer.
Turn it up.
I'm the lyrical gangster. It's murderer.
Okay. God, I've been singing a song I feel
right?
terrible about.
That's why you should vote for the hot stepper.
I know the part where he says, excuse me, Mr. Officer.
I'm a murderer.
This is so...
We should just have a whole like block of music we play where it's like, we know none of the words. All right, well, listen, those are the song choices. Let me recap them for you so you can vote. Here we go. Despacito. That's what Liv chose today. Myself, I'm sorry, Porkchop went with Gangnam Style by Psy. Myself, Joey, went with Temperature by Sean Paul. And Mackenzie went with a murderer. Whatever his name is. Here comes the hot stepper. I hope that doesn't win just because I will not be able to pronounce that one at all. All right, your chance to vote starts right now, and this song's pretty short. You only have 2 minutes, so grab your phone and start a text in the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, with the winner after Post Malone. Wow. I can understand some of his lyrics. That was too short of a song. No, no, do not calculate the
votes. I've already got the votes.
Rosie! No! Hold on.
Go, Rosie.
Hold on, Porkchop, just give me time.
Yeah, your vote doesn't matter. Stop.
Porkchop, I'm going to vote for you.
It's too late.
Dang it! Well, we need to have like 10-minute songs. There's
never enough time
to vote.
Wait, vote for me. Vote for me.
Oh, now you want me to hit. I'm not hitting send now. I think that means you lose. Hey, sorry, we're really unprofessional. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you. And it's Song of the Day. Now, the category today was a good one. It was songs that we love. You probably love them too, but you probably don't know the words. They're hard to understand. And let's recap them. Liv the Web Girl went with Despacito. Yeah, I only know Despacito. Pork Chopper went with Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yes. I forgot that song existed for a minute. I love it.
It's back. I went with, pretty much any song by Sean Paul. I went with Temperature, though, because I really like that one.
The way the time cold, I want to be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature.
It's the only word I know is temperature. And Mackenzie went with an oldie but a goodie. Here comes the hot stepper. And you're blowing my mind that they're saying murderer.
Right?
I thought they'd like turn it up.
My whole life I thought that too.
Here I am singing about a convicted killer. Something like that. Okay, so that being said, those were your choices, and you could have voted the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Porkchop.
Well, the votes are in. I needed some help from our technical producer, Lenny, in Houston. I was just texting him. For the first time ever, there is a tie.
There's no such thing as a tie.
For first place.
Woo!
There's no way there's a tie.
Coming in dead last place. With 20% of the vote.
It's not bad. Better than yesterday.
Mackenzie.
Aww. I'm always in the last spot.
I really wanted to hear it.
That's a good song.
Turn her up.
That's good to work out to.
Third place was only separated from first and second by 3%. Third place with 24% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
This is the theme. I always last, Joe's always third, and it's like usually Porkchop wins and Liv is second.
At the time the polls closed, me and Liv were tied with 27% of the vote. So our technical producer Lenny in Houston texted in his vote at the last minute. And he voted for Joe, but three other last-minute votes came in for Liv the Web Girl, so you are the winner.
Nice. Despacito. There really were no losers, because these are all great choices,
all right,
I think.
Well, why don't you go ahead and celebrate, Liv. Tell everybody about how happy you are.
Yeah, your mic doesn't work.
Wait, and I have to come over to Porkchop's. I'm so happy. I love you, Justin Bieber, forever and always.
This is the saddest day of my life.
I'm just upset that mic doesn't work. I've sent 3 emails.
I know. It'd be nice if something worked around here. Anyways, until then.
Anywho.
Let's pretend life doesn't suck. It's a big win today for Live the Web Girl, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Your vote's decided on Despacito. Now I want a bean burrito. Live the Web Girl with your win today. Despacito, Luis Fonse. Featuring Justin Bieber.
To be fair, it was a tie between me and Liv.
Wow, dude. Just like let people have a moment in the sun, please.
To be fair, it was a tie at the close of the votes. That's all.
Whoa.
Liv is just giving you so much side eye right now. Like, you know what Pork Chop wanted?
It's awkward in here.
Here's what Pork Chop wanted to happen. He's like, well, if it's a tie and I had Despacito, well, she had Despacito and I had Gangnam Style, we should play both songs. So it would have sounded like...
Oh yeah.
I'm down.
Yes. What about mine in the mix?
Come and move that in my direction.
Everyone's a winner.
Okay, my head hurts now. Hey, if you have any suggestions or want to help us out with Song of the Day, slide into our DMs, Radio Now AM Show. This is something that if you're a 90s kid, you're going to probably feel a little old. I'm technically, I think, an 80s kid because I was born in like 85, almost 86. But Liv the Web Girl was born in the 90s, so I wonder if she feels old at all with any of these. These are different things that are going to make you feel old. One thing on here, 20-year-old movies. And it blows my mind, like, that these movies are that old. Cruel Intentions, what a great movie that is.
Wow, yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You, She's All That, Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues was a game changer with that whipped cream bikini.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Now, one that I think also was a game changer, went on for a long time, had a good series, American Pie.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. The first original American Pie was just all the rage. Like, no one could stop talking about it, and it was hilarious. It was the biggest deal.
Now, another thing that is 25, how about Friends? Did you guys see that over the weekend? Friends is celebrating 25 years of being an actual, like, I guess their on-air date as a show. That blows my mind that I've never watched it.
And they were making, like, a million an episode. When I was in New York City for 24 hours, was this that last week? Was this last weekend?
I think it was. Your life goes so fast, who knows anymore.
But they have that Friends pop-up experience in honor of the 25-year anniversary. But it was sold out. I wanted to go because you could, like, sit on the couch, go to the coffee shop and all the things.
Now, I remember this CD. I think it's one of the first CDs I ever... It might even have been a cassette, actually, at the time. That's how old this is, and that's why I feel so old. Green Day, they're one of the bands. Their album, Dookie, is, like, really old now.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Did you ever listen to Green Day growing up?
Yeah. Are they still touring? I feel like they...
They actually are. Aren't they going to be on, like, a big tour with, like, Fall Out Boy, I believe, and forgetting the other group. Are you going to talk Pork Chop? You're looking at me really weird.
Just waiting for the song to finish.
Oh, I could turn it down, dude. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like that song was on a popular video game back then.
Oh, a video game?
Yeah, like what song was that?
Like, was it like Tony Hawk or something?
Ooh, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2?
I don't know. That can make you feel old. how about this? Like the actual real age of Bart Simpson. If Bart Simpson aged like a regular person, do you know how old he'd be?
How old?
40. Bart Simpson would be 40 years old.
That's crazy.
Testing. That's insane, just seeing like that. It's like, I feel so old. In 3 years, we're going to talk about old. I admit I listen to them all the time. Destiny's Child will be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, I'm just kidding. That's not that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, I feel like Destiny's Child is like 10 years ago. But it's so much longer than that.
I have a really bad tendency to do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was like... 10, like you said, 10 years ago, and it's been like 20.
Did you ever, did you used to watch, because I still love it now, I think it's on Netflix or somewhere you can watch old episodes, or maybe it's Hulu, watching Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
What a classic. Okay. Mark Paul Gosselaar, who was the main character
Zach
in
Morris.
There, yep, is older than Dennis Haskins, who's Mr. Belding.
Are you serious?
Yes, when he started playing
so
Mr. Belding.
Good. Mark Paul Gosselaar has aged so well. He's so hot, and he's got a like killer series. He didn't get the call, though. He, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski have not got the call for the reboot, but we talked about Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Spano, and AC Slater have got the call for the reboot, so it'll be interesting.
You can't have Saved by the Bell without one person, and it's got nothing to do with Zach Morris. If you don't have Screech... You got nothing.
They all hate Dustin Diamond.
I don't care.
Remember he like made his own sexy video in a bathtub.
And he put one of those like candy necklaces around his junk.
And he was like, someone stole it. And he was like, it was him. What a loser.
I hate when people steal my stuff and then put it out there. And final one. I mean, these are tons of lists here. But I just saw this on BuzzFeed. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is insane. Things that are going to make you, if you're a 90s person, like a kid, feel so old. These movies. And these are all, I think, classic movies. Jurassic Park, the original.
Yes.
That is super old. Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, hello.
Oh, that makes me miss Robin Williams.
And my wife loves this movie, and it's the one movie I'll watch. She has a couple of movies that, like, some are Halloween, some are Christmas, that we have to watch every year. And this Halloween one, I'm actually willing to do Hocus Pocus.
Yes, that is a classic. I've introduced my little girl to it. We watch it every Halloween.
Now, does it scare her? Because the first time I saw Hocus Pocus, scared the crap out of me.
No,
now I just laugh.
She loves it.
Okay.
She loves it.
Now, the reason I bring this up, speaking of how old they were all released closer to the moon landing than current day now.
Really?
Yes. That's how long it's been that they actually are closer in time to when we landed on the moon than to present day, like as we're talking right now.
That is insane.
Have you got anything else that just makes you feel old? If you're one of those 90 kids, hey, hit us up. Radio Now AM Show, Twitter or Instagram.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hot girl summer is officially over, being that the first official day of fall was yesterday. Jimmy Fallon had on Megan Thee Stallion to perform Hot Girl Fall, the sequel to her hit.
Ladies, listen up. We had our hot girl summer, and whoop, did we kill it. But now, it's getting a little chilly outside.
A little chilly.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the weather may be getting cooler, but we're just heating up. Megan Thee Stallion, J-Fal.
What up?
Drop the beat.
Staring outside, all the leaves are changing. Feeling kind of cold, can't stop complaining. Days getting shorter with that setting sun. Guess hot girl summer is really done. Then my phone rings and I look to see. It says Megan Thee Stallion on the caller ID.
Wow, I love it. I'm all about the hot girl fall. I mean, she could just keep on going with all the seasons, right? Then the hot girl winter,
cool,
on to spring.
Cool girl spring.
Exactly. It's awesome. Well, Demi Moore, she is releasing this juicy memoir. I've been talking about it, how she admits that Ashton Kutcher stepped out, had an affair on her. They had threesomes, got crazy. She was pregnant with his baby, then had a miscarriage. She goes on to say that her mother was an alcoholic and attempted suicide many, many times. She had a really rough childhood. And here she is talking about how she was never paid equally to her male colleagues.
Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't all women be paid equal to the quality of the work they're doing?
She also goes on to say that she was raped at the age of 15 and that her mother knew about it. And then she claims that, get this, Ashton Kutcher's ex, January Jones, had an affair with her ex, Bruce Willis, which January is adamantly denying. But Ashton was supposedly very jealous of January Jones, his girlfriend, and Bruce Willis's affair. Like, it's just twisted. I have to read this memoir.
I know. Even if this stuff's real or not, I want to read it.
She definitely should make a movie, that's for sure. Well, over on Dancing with the Stars, we lost one. Are you guys watching the show at all?
I got to give you a big no.
Do you ever watch Dancing with the Stars?
I did last year when there was a radio guy, Bobby Bones, in it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I want to see him, like, go, Bobby.
Right.
But this year, personally, no, not so much.
Wow, the Supremes' Mary Wilson was the first celeb to be booted off season 28. And so you kind of know who's going to get kicked off from the game.
I was surprised it wasn't Sean Spicer. I just assume, like, who's capable of dancing, and, like, that was interesting.
He's always kind of in the bottom rung, so it won't be long, that's for sure. David Hasselhoff, I think he could carry his own over on Dancing with the Stars. He's got some moves, and he's got some new music. He's covering Jesus and Mary Chain's Head On with Cars. Okay, so check this out.
As soon as I get my head around you, I come around catching the sparks off you. I get an electric
shot. This thing's a bop, we can't deny it.
The second hand living, it just won't.
I How is he so huge? Like, we're in Germany, right? People love him.
Oh, yes, the Hoff. So that's this cover will appear on his upcoming Open Your Eyes, his LP that drops Friday. I know you've been counting down and waiting
Honestly,
for that.
I was like, why is Mackenzie not covering the stuff that we care about?
Exactly. And moving on, more stuff we care about. Lindsay Lohan also dropping new music, Xanax. Okay, take a listen.
No, I can't be in this club. It's too crowded and I'm nobody here for love, and nobody care about us. Put your legs there next to me. When you kiss me, I can't breathe. I try.
Lohan.
Stay away from you, but you get me high.
I mean, I don't hate it. I'm
did
embarrassed
say,
to say that.
Does it cut off? Is she like Xanax?
Like, I like dancing in Mykonos like a crazy girl. This marks Lindsay's first new music, anything, her attempt since 08. She had that single Bossy.
I'm Bossy. That's a different
that
one,
was
a,
That I was know. Actually successful, not that,
that
one.
That was a dope one. I'm Bossy.
That was yeah.
All right, well, cool. Look forward to the whole album. Xanax.
I'm sure you will.
Percocets. Okay. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. I know this is a question which is probably an obvious answer, but has pork chop gone too far? We
yes.
gotta talk about this guy, all the stuff that's going on, including his dating life, and what he's trying to do. This move he's trying to pull, I don't know if I'm disgusted or impressed.
I am not behind this at all.
Wow, and you're always team pork chop.
I am.
All right, we'll talk about this next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
Pork chop!
Before.
Oh, you never
like
heard that.
That
before?
What a proper intro.
That's Pork Chop's theme song. So it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And Pork Chop, I mean, I guess you can explain yourself, but bottom line, we want you to call in 833-563-2539 after he does some explaining here. And let us know what you think about this. Is this going too far? Even Mackenzie, who knows the story, is not supporting Pork Chop, which I think might be a first ever situation.
I know. I always have my boys back, always Chops, but I just don't know if this was the right move. I'm going to say it's not.
Okay. Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
As we know, I was in a relationship for 7 years.
Yes.
And I am now single, and I have been single for about a month and a half, 2 months now. So I want to date, right? I mean, if you're locked in for 7 years, that's what you want to do. You want to date. So I've been dating. I met someone that I like. You like, I'm already getting
dating.
Defensive.
Yes.
I'm allowed to date. So it's okay to date.
So I met someone that I was pretty interested in. I'm not going to say any names just to, you know, protect everyone involved. So...
Because there's multiple people involved.
Everyone involved.
So there was someone that I was, you know, really interested in. And then I feel like either that person just wasn't as interested or maybe life just happened. You know, people get busy, things happen. And I needed to know, which was it? Did life happen? Did life get busy?
Why?
Because, like I said, I'm dating, and I've wasted 7 years of my life, and I don't want to waste time anymore. I'm 30.
No, hold on so a second. Not to get off track, but where were you meeting these people at?
Grindr.
You just Grindr. You set him up for that. Stupid. He just wanted to play that.
So dumb. Okay, so.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah. So, basically, I needed to know, was this person not interested in me anymore, or did life just happen and get busy? So, what I did was... I didn't want to reach out to that person, so I reached out to that person's friend, and I was like, hey,
a little bit creepy there, brah.
Hope all is well. Don't tell blah blah that I'm messaging you, because that's just embarrassing.
Which but they totally did.
I just wanted to ask you, is it safe to assume that blah blah is not interested? He doesn't reach out as much anymore, and when I try, I feel like I might get a small response. And then she wrote back a week later, last night.
A week later?
Week later?
I'm sorry, I just opened this, and yeah, he likes you, and what did she say? more than I've ever seen him like a person before. And I'm just like, I don't know. So I don't know. You guys are saying what? I shouldn't have reached out.
I'm saying if he wanted to reach out to you, he would.
Yes. If you want something, you go for it. It's pretty easy. It's pretty obvious.
But me reaching out like to the friend, though,
it's desperate.
Is thirsty.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I thought it was a very like nice thing to do.
It's sweet. But first of all, don't think that the friend didn't immediately go to that friend. Guy and say, hey, guess who just reached out on your behalf?
I promise I won't share anything.
Well, it's obviously too late at this point now because here we are talking about it, but I don't know. I just feel like I've got a lot of love to give. I wasted 7 years of my life. I just want to make sure I find the right person next.
Now, have you heard from the dude that you wanted to get a response from?
Yeah, we talked a little bit.
What did he say? Did he reference you reaching out to the friend?
No.
Did he reach out to you initially after you reached out to his friend? Or was it you again? Don't tell me it was you again. No! You text him after you reached out to the friend, then you followed up and you text the guy.
You know, I think I'm just going to delete dating apps.
833-563-2539.
Look, watch, deleting.
Well, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, right. Error. Cannot delete app.
This was a bad move. So not only you reached out to the friend, then you reached out again to the guy after reaching out numerous times. Chops, you're too good for that.
Reach out numerous times.
Will somebody listen, speak into this man's ear.
You don't want to waste time, yet you're wasting time on a guy who isn't giving you the time of day. You're wasting time.
Well, I said I don't know that. Life could just be...
Yeah, poor Chop, why do you make excuses for everything in your life?
Because we don't actually know the answer.
Everybody, here's the thing. Everybody's busy. Nobody is too busy. Everybody has a million things going on. That's not an excuse.
Okay.
If he wanted to be with you, he would.
I think you need to watch a movie, He's Just Not That Into You.
Which
just
is about poor Chop.
And use that as a crash course. Babe, I love you to death, but it sounds like he's just not that into you. You want someone who's going to move mountains to be with
yes.
you, and this guy clearly is not.
He just likes the attention because you're talking about him on the radio.
And you want someone who's obsessed with you and is like thirsty to talk to you and know how your day was and just wants to be around you and hear your voice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You deserve that.
You go, and it means you don't like what you're hearing. I've learned that about you. 833-563-2539. He doesn't want to hear what we're saying. Does that sound familiar? But maybe your voice, your reason, your opinion might actually get through to Porkchop. 833-563-2539. Why are you looking all upset?
What? I don't think you even really, honestly, I don't think it's this guy. I feel like it's because you can't have him and he's not giving you attention. That's why you want his attention. If he was all about you, you'd be like, meh.
Does give me, like, attention. Like, we talk.
It doesn't sound like it.
I don't, maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know.
I think it's a combination of all of that.
I think you deserve more. You deserve the best. Don't settle for this guy.
833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. So is it deleted? No, it's still there. Tried a little remix there. Did not work. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Porkchop is the topic of discussion this morning at 833-563-2539. And we need you to call in because he's getting more hostile. He's getting angrier.
He's getting upset. And it's like a tough love situation because we want the best for him and we love Porkchop. We just don't want him to appear desperate because this guy kind of doing the slow fade. And so Porkchop can't accept it. So tracks down this guy's friend, expresses his feeling to the friend, who's like, oh, I won't say anything, who definitely said something to the guy.
I mean, the bottom line question is, producer Porkchop crazy?
Look, honestly, I just think I'm being romantic, I'm being sweet, I'm showing that I care, I don't want to waste my time anymore.
But you are wasting your time.
But it's not your boyfriend.
But I know that.
That's when you're romantic and sweet.
Okay.
Do you know how this works?
Yeah.
Did 7 years ruin your idea of dating?
Maybe. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. I think you're broken, but it's all right. We'll take you in all your pieces.
I just feel like there's no time for flakes. There's no time for people who won't put in the effort to be with you. So it's like you are wasting time by even still thinking about
this
guy.
Even though we don't know the other person's situation?
Why do you make excuses for, like, extreme
things? I'm not making excuses.
Things.
That's one of my big things has always been, there's two sides to every story, and it's not fair to assume someone else's story.
How many times in your life, let's just focus on you only,
okay,
has the other side that you tried to give time for actually been a legit thing?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, but you never know.
Oh, he doesn't have 2 seconds to send a text message like, hey.
That's bull crap.
He has.
So, but why doesn't he?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tommy, let's go to Tommy this morning. Hey, what's going on, Tommy? What'd you want to say? Is pork chop crazy?
I don't think pork's crazy. I think pork chop has just been in a 7-year relationship and doesn't necessarily know how to, like, date anymore, which is cool, which is totally cool. But I just wanted to say, like, I do the same thing as that guy is doing to him sometimes. Like, but that means that I really don't want to talk to somebody and I'm too nice to say it. Like, I don't want to be rude and I don't want to hurt their feelings.
So you do the slow fade. You just kind of...
Yeah, and pork chop, Tommy, I don't know if you've had any Grindr DMs with him or anything like that before, but no, seriously.
Grinding.
Pork chop is notorious with being so sweet and so kind. He says, like, all these lovey-dovey things where you feel guilty just, like, saying no. You read your text messages to us. We know what you're saying. It's the truth. Why does the truth have to be rude?
I don't know. Okay,
truth hurts.
Hey, Tommy, thank you for calling in and being honest. You really should thank Tommy because Tommy could be like the person you're dealing with.
I don't know. Maybe.
Tommy's not a bad guy, but just saying, like, I really struggle to say, hey, not into you.
This is what I've discovered. You treat people, or you teach people how to treat you. So if you're saying, oh, this is okay, this is acceptable, that's just, this guy's just going to keep on dropping little breadcrumbs for you. Okay.
And he's like, hey, free food, I'll take it. Malik, hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Do you think Pork Chop's crazy with all the stuff he's doing?
I don't think he's crazy, but like, going back to what Tommy said, like, yeah, I mean, granted, I've always been on the other end of the situation, so it's kind of like, just like Pork Chop, yeah, I have all this love to give, you know, whatever. And it's sort of like once I start realizing it, it's like I say to myself, why am I wasting my time worrying about the other person when clearly they're not worrying about me, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
I mean, I don't know if it's clearly.
No, it is, Pork Chop. You just don't see it.
Let go of those that let you go.
Let it go. Yeah. Let him go.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't want you anymore.
You know what's going to happen? You move on with your life. You focus on you, your job, your other thing, and then he's going to want you back, and he's going to come running after you. I'm telling you, it's going
to
happen.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Katie this morning at 833-563-2539. Katie, Pork Chop's obviously crazy, right? He needs to kind of back off.
No, I don't think Pork Chop is crazy at all. I think the idea behind what Pork Chop did kind of makes sense. It's smart to sort of protect yourself. But in my opinion, I think it would have been better to confront the guy instead of the friend.
Okay.
Because what the worst that could happen is that he says, oh, no, I don't have time, or, you know, give you some BS excuse. But in that way, at least you have your answer from him. And you don't have to sort of navigate what his friend is saying and her motive.
Katie, you know? Do you think that Pork Chop, because this is my opinion here, Mackenzie, you can chime in too. Do you think that Pork Chop was afraid to get the actual answer from the horse's mouth? That's why he went to somebody else?
No.
I asked Katie. I didn't say Pork Chop.
Maybe, and that's fine. But, you know, again, it's sometimes just better to get it from the person. And I think... maybe Pork Chop was afraid of looking crazy and saying it to him, so he went to his friend, even though we kind of know the friend probably, you know, blew his cover.
What do you think, Mackenzie?
I want to ask Pork Chop, what are you going to do now? Are you done? No more texting this guy. No more calling this guy. Let him come to you.
That'll never happen.
I don't know. Maybe is there? We should get a professional analyzer to analyze, like, my text messages and see.
There's not. It's pathetic, okay?
Yes,
listen.
Yes, you're in his back pocket. He's just like, oh, when he feels like it, when he's lonely, maybe he'll drop you a hey. You don't want to be that guy that's just sitting around waiting for a breadcrumb.
Well, secretly he does, though.
Because he obviously got stuff to do.
He keeps on coming back and back. Maybe there's some people that are calling you could talk to off air, and they can give you their advice because they've probably been in the same position. Or if you want to DM us, Radio Now AM Show, Pork Chop can check all those out. So.
You know what? By wasting your time on this guy, you're blocking the next Mr. Amazing that could walk into your life that would actually be worth your time and energy.
I don't know.
He does not want to hear it.
All right. Grindr deleted.
Yeah, right. Grindr could never be deleted off your phone.
Grinding.
All right. we're going to let Pork Chop wrap this up and just say goodbye.
Time to run inside.
Okay. Thank you, Pork Chop. Hey, coming up next, we've got Dare Dice. Last week, we never thought it could happen, but I rolled a one. Who will do it next? You can actually watch live on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Dare Dice. Last week was rough for me. I rolled, I think, a one.
Yes.
Like the lowest number. The goal is to get, we roll
one
a die.
One again, Joe. Let's Joe rolling a one
stop
again.
Stop with your manifestation. Just stop it. It sounds demonic to me. The goal is to roll a six, which is the highest number. The lowest number loses, and then at this time the next day, they have to face the box of shame. Last week, I had the tongue taste test, which honestly was really gross to me. Like, I had to, like, hold it in and not puke. I wasn't as dramatic as everybody else.
You had some good stuff. You had, like, a cake pop, but then you also had some really gross stuff.
But you know what it is, though, too? I don't know. When you guys were sick, like having to eat the gross stuff, not being able to see what you're eating freaks you out more.
Yeah, because you were blindfolded.
Yeah,
right.
it's like fear factor. So that being said, let's roll the dice today, live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right, Mackenzie.
All right, here we go.
Out of your way.
I'm hoping for a six. I've never rolled a six. I don't think I've ever really rolled higher than a three.
Here we go.
But today, six. Six.
Wow, she rolled a six.
This never happens. This is amazing. I feel safe.
Well, you are safe. There's no way everybody's going to roll a six here.
All right.
All right. Now, what were the odds be that Liv the Web Girl rolls a one and just locks it in so me and Pork Chop are safe?
Well, you guys could also roll a one and we'd have to have a roll off. Oh my gosh, sweet baby Jesus. Please, please, please. Come on. Oh, come on.
She is so nervous.
Six!
Oh my gosh.
We, the ladies are safe. Girls rule.
All right.
That was amazing.
Pork Chop.
Okay, two sixes in the house.
Pork Chop. Wait. Do you want to roll or do you want me to roll?
I'll roll.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Joe's scared now. What if, he's sweating.
But what if the dice is all out of sixes and all that's left is ones?
Someone says, I can't wait for Joel to roll another one.
Oh, God. What are the odds that he rolls the devil's number of 666?
All right, here we go, baby. Big money, big roll. No whammy, no whammy.
That was not bad.
I don't know why.
Not bad.
Now I'm so freaking nervous.
You have to roll. The lowest is a three. This is odd.
Three's a good number.
Is Joe going to do one again? Repeat?
All right. Here we go.
Box of shame.
Give me a five, keep me alive. Give me a four, I'm clear through the door. I won't say the numbers because they're all bad. They'd make me sad. Looking for a...
Yes! Yes! 2 weeks in a row, Joe is the loser. Rolling a two.
Man. Wow. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Dang it.
Dang.
What is happening with my life now?
How do you feel?
Let's hope you don't get drive your car off a cliff.
Poor job, put that in the box. Drive your car off a cliff.
Stupid.
I really, honestly, at this moment, you asked me how do I feel? I feel surprised. Like, I cannot believe that I actually rolled a two.
That's great.
I would like to say, though, in life, as you track progress, it's better than last week. I mean, the odds were just eventually not going to be in my favor to keep on rolling those numbers.
Oh, man.
And the fact that you two rolled a six and a six.
Pork Chop has put some real doozies in the box of shame.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous to see what I'm facing because I think after all these weeks of punishment with him and Liv, they're like, shoot yourself with a BB gun in the butt. Like, why would I do that?
The comment section is pretty lit right now.
Why does everybody hate me?
All that boasting has come back on him.
Oh,
talking about you, John.
You should be boasting.
Yes, finally, another dare for Joe. Someone said that they bet you're going to come in sick. And
you better not come in sick, mister.
I actually, you know what? Boss is out of
Someone
town.
Someone said that's for all the crap you've been talking.
Oh.
But I can talk crap when for like 7 weeks in a row, I rolled great numbers.
Let's hope you don't get eat kale for a week.
Oh, that wouldn't be that bad.
He's like, let's hope that you don't get drink your 8 ounces of water that you're supposed to drink. Yeah, okay.
This is going to be so good. No, he put some real crazy stuff in there. I was watching him yesterday.
All right.
Box of shame. You draw tomorrow.
We'll find out what my punishment is tomorrow here on the show.
Hey,
Hey, coming up in about 10 minutes here, we have your chance to win tickets to see NF. He's coming, well, pretty much everywhere. In Indianapolis, Indiana, he'll be here. Where is it? I have to cheat. He'll be here April 13th and 14th of 2020. But October 18th of this year, he'll be in Houston. So we got your chance to win tickets to see NF coming up in about 10 minutes here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Parents, you might be mad at me, and that's totally cool, but I saw this the other day, and I said, okay, when is this going to stop? 833-563-2539. I think that it's time for parents to take away the tablet at the table. And what am I talking about? Well, I'll give you my situation and what happened. I was at B-Dubs. I was watching the football game with my wife, and I see this kid with wireless headphones on, and he's got a phone, and he's just watching, like, cartoons. And this kid is probably like 8 or 9 years old. He's not a little kid.
Right.
But even then, though, too, it's like, even if they're young, I understand every now and then, but I swear to you, Mackenzie, the more I go out, the more I see things. I just see parents that don't want to parent their kid, and all they're doing is putting on the headphones and they're putting on the game so they won't make a scene. And what they should be doing is trying just to tell them, hey, color, do something, like, get off your phone. And actually, like, in life sometimes things are boring and you can't just be on there, because these kids, what happens is they have no communication skills, they don't talk, they won't even look their head up, they're gonna be like hunchbacked.
Okay, well, here's the thing. As a parent, I don't judge any other parent because everybody's different, but I've been in both circumstances where I've let Lulu be on her tablet, and because she's done eating, and then when she's done eating, she wants to go, she's bored, she's nine, she's, you know, she's got, she doesn't want to just sit around. So if I want to engage with whoever I'm eating with, then I will bring a tablet. When she's done, she can play on there. She doesn't want to, like, be in our conversation. Not, like, of course, from the get, she's involved. But I've also seen, I mean, how would you be more annoyed than seeing a kid on a tablet if a kid is screaming, running wild, going bonkers, you and Lindsay are paying to have a meal out, and that really annoys people as well. So if your kids can't misbehave, parents oftentimes will bring distractions. And I understand what you're saying. In a perfect world, kids would sit still and engage in conversation and be wonderful, but sometimes that's just not the case.
833-563-2539. I don't know you super well, Mackenzie. We've only been working together for a month or two, but I don't think you're a bad mom, and I never ever see your daughter doing that. So I think that's a exception to the rule. I don't think it happens that often. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think more often than not, this happens all the time. I'm not saying once in a while you do it. I'm saying this thing happens all the time, and that's the problem there. And I don't want to hear, well, you don't have kids. It doesn't matter if you have kids or not. It's just a fact that these kids are going, like, turning into zombies and mush. And back in the day, we didn't have things like that. And I'm not even that old. We might have had a Game Boy or something like that. But I remember my mom or dad, as attentive as they might have been, they didn't let me do that crap.
Well,
if I threw
true.
A fit, shut up, punk. No,
well,
I'm kidding.
Let's not say that. But I mean, I will say, like, Sunday, you know, she is on her tablet. She loves to be on her tablet. She does TikTok and all the things. And then, but I was like, hey, girl, let's go out. And we rode bikes on Sunday. And we made a great memory. We got a tandem bike, the two of us, and it was hilarious. So sometimes you physically have to take the electronic out of their hands and say, hey, let's go do something. However, if we are at an event, or if I want to catch up with friends at a dinner, all the kids, all the parents let their kids bring their tablet for, like, after the meal, if the parents want to maybe engage or hang out a little longer, so the kids are distracted and have something to do.
Okay. Let's go to the phones, 833-563-2539. Jessica, you're saying I can't talk. Why?
When you're not a parent, you don't get to comment on what you should do as a parent, and that your parent, these parents should take tablets away from their kids. I used to think the same thing before I became a mom, and becoming a parent really humbles you and shows you that you should not judge other parents. You don't know their circumstance. You don't know what kind of day they had. Maybe they really just need to eat their dinner in peace, and it's really nobody's responsibility or place to judge what other parents are doing with their kids. Granted, we are a no tablet, no phone at the table household. My daughter doesn't even, she's not allowed to touch my phone. But again, not your place.
So you think it's totally acceptable, though, for kids to be zoned out from the world and just bent over looking at something on their phone?
I think it's acceptable for every parent to raise their child how they want to raise them and whatever light they want to raise them in. It's not anybody else's place to tell them.
So if I want to have, like, little Joey in the car and I want to, like, do my vape or my cigarette, that's cool because it's my choice.
You know what? That's on you. You're the one that has to live with that.
I guess, but my thing is, and thank you for the call, we can agree to disagree. That's true, but also you're screwing up the kid. You're hurting them. You're messing them up. So that's where I say there's a difference. It's affecting the child, not just you.
But I'm waiting for Joe to have a, I don't think it's terrible twos, and any parent out there might get what I'm saying. I think it's terrible threes. I'm waiting for you to have a screaming child situation or a total diaper blowout situation. Just those situations you have no idea, and
oh,
I can't
sure
wait
I'll
for
lose
you to get
it. And I'm sure I'm going to want to. But and even if I do, if I was to be the parent that did that, I still think it's wrong. So I'm not saying I would never do it, but I don't think it's right.
I'm just saying once you're in a circumstance, you'll feel differently when you're actually, like when you have kids. Because I think Jessica's right on. There is no parenting handbook, and everybody kind of deals in a different way.
Let's go to Lauren this morning. Hey, Lauren, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you want to say?
Hey, Joe. So, okay, in a way I can agree with both of you guys. I always said before I had my kid that I would never let her be one of those children that are just on an iPad 24/7, and then it became what Mackenzie was just talking about, that terrible twos and honestly terrible threes are even worse.
Yes.
And you go to a restaurant and my child would just freak out and just scream, and you can't discipline them really at that age. There's nothing you can really do to make them calm down. And so we would give her the tablet or our phone and let her watch like Barney or something like that. But the biggest issue, I think, is not really the children being zoned out, but everybody at the table being zoned out. Like, they have no social interaction with each other, nothing. And that's an issue I always see. When I get home, I put my phone up. My daughter's allowed to have, like, hour and a half of time on her iPad or something like that in the afternoons, as long as her chores and her homework are done.
Yeah.
But after that, we have to, like, we interact with everybody. You know, we don't just sit there on our phone. Half the time, I don't even know where my phone is. It's like in my purse, thrown away somewhere.
No, and I think that totally what you're saying is the point there, too. And listen, if you're mad at me, so be it. That's fine. And I'm not saying every case. Like, Mackenzie, for example, does this, and I don't think that you do it all the time. But I'm telling you guys, we all know this is true. We see kids, and they can't communicate. They can't have basic human skills or conversations. All they do is text. And I embrace technology, but I can text with the best of them, and I can talk, too. And that's what bothers me about these kids. I feel like we're just giving up on them. Josh, hey, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
All right. So I have a friend who, she used to let her daughter be on the YouTube while we were all hanging out and stuff, talking. And, you know, we would see her daughter when she wasn't paying attention, flipping through those YouTube recommendations. And it kind of weirds me out, like all the kind of content that a kid can have access to through your phone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'll be like, fine. I've experienced the same thing. She'll see like art projects, cooking things, but then there'll be like a random video slid in the mix, and I like apprehend
yeah,
her
give
tablet.
Me phone,
give
no!
me that. Nope. We're not allowed to see
right.
that. Yeah.
I think Josh.
It opens it up to so much inappropriate content that you can't even necessarily monitor. So I don't know.
Hey, Josh, no, that's an interesting point there, too.
You know what's been really cute, though, from my experience, it's opened up my little girl because she loves some fun YouTubers that are just fun and they're kid-based. But so she's done her own little videos now. So she'll take it in the kitchen and she'll set it up with a light and she'll be like, okay. And she'll do art projects or cooking things. And it's made her kind of come out of her shell a little bit.
All right, cool. Well, hey, thank you for the calls. If I couldn't get through, hit us up on our social media, Radio Now AM Show on Twitter and Instagram. And you can let us know if you agree with that or disagree. Right now is your chance to call us at 833-563-2539. We got your chance to win some NF tickets. That's 833-563-2539. We're going to do a little NF trivia this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Time to bed. Yay.
It's like we're on the edge right now.
Are you a really big like NF fan or what happened recently? Because I always hear you singing like Let You Down, but then like an NF song Two Time.
Oh yeah.
You just don't stop singing it.
Yeah, no, I like NF. So where he grew up, I lived like in the town where he grew up.
Wow.
Like actually a couple minutes from. And I used to DJ when I lived up in Michigan.
And
I DJ'd at his high school and at his elementary or middle school.
So you feel a connection.
Yes.
We need to connect you two. You have a lot to talk about.
I wonder if he was ever there when I DJ'd. No? I don't know. How old is he? Like
I don't know.
21 or something?
Maybe he'll ditch his DJ on tour and go with you.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Porkchop.
Yeah.
All right, for real though, we got your chance all this week here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop to hook you up with tickets to see NF. He's going to be in concert in Indy and in Houston. Now, Houston gets him first. He'll be there October 18th. And then in Indy, he'll be here April 13th and 14th of 2020. So these shows are selling out quickly. So this is your best chance to win them all this week here on Radio Now. Pork Chop, can you explain the game and we'll get right into it?
Yeah, so basically right now we have all the phone lines lined up and I've got some NF trivia questions, and if the first person to get 3 out of 5 right is going to be the winner.
All right, let's kick it off with Dwayne. Hey Dwayne, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. I want to see if you can be our winner today. You feeling confident? You know anything about NF?
Ooh, I do, I do.
All right. Ooh, and who are you taking to the show if you win?
Lots of people. My brother, cousin.
Oh, dang.
Lots of people.
All right, he's got a whole crew.
I'm ready.
All right, let's get into it this morning. Here is your first question. Did NF play baseball or basketball in high school?
Ooh, basketball.
He did. No
that
baseball for NF. There we go.
Nice work.
All right, Mackenzie, what's the next question here?
Does NF have a song featured in Madden 16 or NBA 2K18?
Oh, that's tricky. What were the two again?
Madden 16 or NBA 2K18?
Ooh, I'm going to go Madden 2K16.
I think you just combined those, but...
but you want to go Madden?
Say it again, is it...
Yeah, Madden.
Okay.
That is correct.
He's like, if I say them all together, it has to be right.
Yes,
Madden, 2K, NHL,
you got
baseball.
It. You win. Okay, well, almost. You're on the right track.
I'll ask the next question. What job did NF work before his music took off?
This is tough.
I actually don't know that one.
Take a guess. 3 seconds.
Was it a fast food employee?
He was an electrician.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, I have a good one for you. Okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Is NF an Aries or Leo?
Ooh. Oof.
50% shot of getting this correct.
I'm not good with those.
Just guess. Aries or Leo?
Leo.
Oh, that's incorrect.
You got to get this next one right. You got to get this next one right, okay?
All right.
Is NF's favorite ice cream cookie dough or mint chocolate chip?
Ooh.
I'll ask it to you one more time. Is NF's favorite ice cream cookie dough or mint chocolate chip?
I disagree with this selection, by the
way. Oh. I'm going to go cookie dough.
Pork chop, what does that mean?
That means we have to go to the next caller.
Who picks mint chocolate chip over cookie dough?
Oh,
boo,
I'm so sorry, Dwayne. All right, let's go to our next one. Caitlin, hello. What up? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Here we go. We're going to ask you a question. You got to give us the right answer.
Okay.
Does NF have 2 siblings or 4 siblings?
2.
That is correct.
Mackenzie.
All right, here we go.
Next
when
question.
NF ate breakfast, would he eat 2 bowls of cereal or 6 bowls?
2.
Uh-oh.
6 bowls of cereal?
Who eats 6 bowls?
Exactly.
That's
I'm
a lot
with
of
you,
fiber.
Girl.
All right.
That's a lot of fiber.
Next question. Where was NF born? In Detroit, Michigan or Gladwin, Michigan?
Gladwin. I think you said Gladwin, Michigan.
Yes!
That is correct.
You are 2 for 3. You get one more right,
you
win. Oh,
man, this is for it all. Are you ready? Okay,
yeah.
Pork Chop is going to read it.
What is NF's real name?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to say Roger.
NF stands for Nathan Feuerstein. That means you need to get this next question right to win.
Okay.
Did NF play baseball or basketball in high school?
Basketball.
That is correct!
Yay!
Congratulations. You just won tickets to see NF. Hey, where are you listening to us at this morning?
I am actually in Danville, Indiana.
All right, awesome. Cool. Whether you're listening to us in Indy, you'll get tickets either as April 13th or 14th show at the Egyptian Room at the Old National Center. Hey, we got chances to win all this week at this time here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
Nice work, sister.
Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. And 833-563-2539 is our number. I would like to, if there's parents listening that actually still do this, can you give me your experience and why you think this is, like, you know, like the right age or the right time? And also, if you're a person that is currently doing this or maybe recently got off of it, 833-563-2539. What am I talking about? I'm talking about getting off mom and dad's payroll, like where you got to take care of things yourself. I have a friend, and I'm only going to bring this up is because it's cool. She likes me, but she really doesn't listen to our show. At least she doesn't listen to it live because she's from Michigan. And she's 28 years old. So I'd say that's pretty darn close to being an actual adult at 28, right?
You are an adult at 28.
Okay, at 28. I just want to make sure. I know some people are getting out of college. At 28, she still has her insurance paid for by her parents. She makes the car payment, but they still cover the insurance, and they still cover her actual cell phone bill.
That is atrocious.
833-563-2539. Then when is the right age? You're saying 28's way too old. When is the right age that you need to do all that on your own?
Well, I mean, I'm 30 and my parents still pay it.
Excuse me?
Wait, didn't you just say that's atrocious? But you're living that life yourself?
Yeah.
You're 30 and your parents still pay your phone bill?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your parents?
And my car insurance.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No wonder when I brought this up as a topic, you didn't say anything.
But I can defend myself. So in 2008, I bought a Dodge Charger, and I bought it brand new. And my dad insisted, well, I guess you had to get full coverage, but after a while, you could drop it. And he insisted that I had full coverage. And I was like, no, like, I don't want full coverage, so I'm just going to get, like, the most basic insurance possible. He's like, no, you have to get full coverage. And he's like, fine, I'll pay for it. I'm like, okay. And then as far as the phone bill, we got my cell phone when I was 13. Obviously, I'm not going to pay for a phone bill at 13. My dad's just so set in his ways, he doesn't want things to change. So we've had a family plan for...
This is working out great for Chalk.
For 17 years now, and it hasn't changed.
Wait a minute. Hold on, though. How much do you pay into the family plan?
I don't. I was 13. And
dude, you're an adult now, though.
He pays $0 into the family plan.
I can't stand...
I think that's great. If your dad wants to do that for you, let him.
I mean, to be honest, I don't even have cable or internet right now.
Like, how do you take advantage of your family, like, and not feel guilty about it?
That's not advantage.
Yes, it is.
No, it's...
When your parents are paying for you, that's taking advantage
of them.
How
about this? Give me a raise, and I'll pay them.
You got to talk to one of our bosses around here. Trust me, I'm talking to them, too. 833-563-2539. Is this McLaren? Hey, you're on the show. What up? What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that if you're in med school, it's not too old. Like, if you go to grad school or med school, but if you're 28 and you have a job, maybe your parents are paying for everything a little bit too much.
So you're saying you're in med school and your parents are paying for that?
Yes. I'm starting med school right now. So I'm okay with them paying for it, but if I was starting a job now, like if I'm making some real money, I would feel a little bad about my parents paying for it.
I get you, and hey, way to go with the med school, but I feel like even you need to take over your stuff. Like, how much is your phone bill? Like, how much is a cell phone bill?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Our family plan's like $200 a month.
Okay, so that's like $50 or $70 a person, Pork Chop.
Yeah, $50 a person.
That's not that unreasonable to expect
you to
pay that.
Does he realize that he's still paying it, or does he just...
Oh, yeah, I guarantee
knows.
He has no clue.
No.
Pork Chop's like, Dad, just sign this real quick.
He definitely knows.
See, I think it's one thing. I mean, because like when you fall on hard times, you do rely on, you know, you need help if you need help. But it's one thing if you, you know, till you get back on your feet. But then beyond that, I can see. Here's the thing. Like, if Lucy needed my help, I would give her the shirt off my back. No need to pay me back. that's your child. I mean, that's the way. It just depends. It depends the family dynamic. But people get weird about money, and it's hard because resentments form. So you have to just be very careful because someone might be like, hey, I'll extend this offer to you, but then they might resent you for it.
833-563-2539. Let's go to line number five. What's up, Dana? What do you want to say?
I'm sorry?
What do you want to say, Dana?
Well, I'm 29 years old, and I actually just got off of my parents' insurance and cell phone plan. And I think it kind of depends because I was in grad school up until now, so I really didn't have a lot of money. And my parents have always been in a position to help me out. So I think it just kind of depends on people's situation.
I guess, Dana, and by the way, congratulations on the grad school. That's
girl.
Awesome. But I feel like parents, for the most part, if they can, they will always help you out. And I don't think they're bad if they can't help you out, for sure. But it's just like, I guess I look, my brother is clean and sober now, but when my brother was going through drugs and all the things in his life, he would milk every dollar out of my mom, and he took advantage of her, and my mom had nothing to give.
Like for drug money?
Just for everything, yes. And that's my point, though. Maybe it's not a cell phone, but you need to kind of, you know, take care of your own if you can. Can we continue this? Okay, 833-563-2539. Please, if you're on hold, stay there, and if not, also call in. I want to know, when do you need to get off the payroll for mom and dad? I got a friend, and apparently I have a coworker too, who's even older than my friend, that at 28 still has mommy and daddy paying for almost everything. How long can you stay on mom and dad's payroll? 833-563-2539. I thought my friend at 28, I thought she was old, but then we got producer Porkchop over here still getting his phone and insurance taken care of by dad.
I really like what Cassidy says on line four, because every situation is different. You could go back and listen to the podcast with me and Chris Hogan. Like, I had a rough situation, and I need some help from my parents.
And that's what I want to shout out. It's like, sometimes he doesn't have food to eat. Life is not linear. So sometimes, I mean, it's okay. You have to set aside your pride. When you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it.
But those were your choices, not your parents. Just my two cents. Cassidy, hello.
Hello.
What do you think?
So, it's just highly dependent on the situation. I mean, I was 22. I had a newborn baby. I was going to school full-time, and I was working full-time, too. So my parents were helping me by taking care of my phone bill and my car insurance, because obviously all of that costs a lot of money. And, I mean, I get what you're saying, how those are my choices, but it's also my parents' choices to help me out. So
exactly. It's just not like you're freeloading. You needed help. You're a mom, and you're killing yourself, and you needed to have insurance.
I say
don't offer help. And then become, if you offer help, you extend it out and it's done. So
I think
you can't
Cassidy,
be resentful
I think her
it.
Situation's different, and good for her for raising that kid and doing her thing.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone, 833-563-2539. Victoria, what's going on? What's the cutoff age?
My cutoff age is 23. I'm actually 23 right now. I can speak for the whole situation side of it. I got married young to a felon, shouldn't have. Definitely created a lot of chaos in my life, so there was help throughout that. But at this point, I've gotten through all that, gotten through the divorce, gotten to where I can, you know, work and everything, and I can take care of myself, so I don't need that extra help. However, I am with producer Porkchop with the whole phone bill thing. Definitely not going to tell myself on that.
Even like just did right
they
now.
Know. And you're 23, and you got married young, so that was... That must have been
Ava,
something.
You got a kiddo, right? So what do you think?
Yes, I have a 7-year-old, and I made her pay me $2. Of course, I give her allowance. So she pays me for the food, and if she wants candy, we go to the store, and she'll pay me back. When we get home, of course, I take what she gives me back and put it in her piggy bank, but she doesn't know that.
Oh, okay.
But she needs to learn responsibility early on.
Yeah, I think Porkchop needs to learn responsibility.
Very responsible.
Are you ever going to tell your dad, or are you just going to keep
it
that way forever?
He knows. I said he knows.
Why does he not know? All right.
I think it'd be different if Chops was like rolling and then just letting his parents pay for it. But like he's not, and he needs the help.
Katie, good morning.
Hey.
What do you think? When do these people that I work with at mooch off their parents need to stop that?
I actually stopped when I was 16. I was a single mom, and I moved out, and my mom helped me through it. But now I'm kind of repaying her with helping me through all the hard times that I went through, and I pay her phone bill, car insurance, and car payment.
Dang, wow. You must have a good job.
I mean, my family and I are doing okay for ourselves, but I really feel like she helped me through enough, so now I need to help her.
See, there, like I said, life's not linear. Everyone, you go through waves, and then you can help each other out and get each other back.
Hey, thank you for all the calls. Coming up now, you know what? I don't even think I have time for the dummy of the day today. Do I? Okay,
we have
cool.
a minute if you play the song now.
All right, well then, hey, coming up next, after Lizzo, we'll do your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
All right, this is one of the stranger dummy of the day stories, but it's true. A 19-year-old named Katie in Florida was having dinner with her extended family, and she wanted more vegetables with dinner. What?
Huh? I like this.
Okay, only one problem, Mackenzie. There was not enough to go around, so her grandpa said no. She didn't handle that well and threw a water bottle at him. She then hit another relative in the eye with a pack of cigs.
Keeping it classy.
Mm-hmm. Her vegetable aggression continued when she grabbed a knife and threatened her grandfather with it. She said, quote, "Mother effer, I'll stab you in the effing face."
Oh, my.
How old is this girl?
19.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing
All
said,
right.
yeah.
Wow.
She wanted more tomatoes, too.
I guess.
That was the vegetable, tomatoes. She then chased him down with a knife, but she denies that part. She's facing two felony charges for assault and battery on a victim over the age of 65. The judge also ordered her to have no contact with the victims. She's due in court next week.
This reminds me of, like, the Catch Me Outside girl.
How about that?
How about that?
Catch up me some tomato, or how about that? All right, that's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Now, to say we're shocked about this is an understatement. Mackenzie needs help and advice on setting something up that I think a caveman could do it.
And I was embarrassed to ask, but as they say, no question is a dumb question. So you'd be amazed how many people don't know how to do things they pretend they know how to do.
Okay. Not going to say this is a dumb question, but this is a dumb question. We're going to get your help next year on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Now listen. I don't want to come off as a jerk or as a meanie weenie, but can somebody please help us out at 833-563-2539? Mackenzie. Just take it. I don't know even
Here's
how to set
thing.
You up. I don't even know
okay,
what to
I'm
say
sure
about this.
You and Lenz, in your relationship, like someone does the laundry. Maybe someone always takes out the trash. Sometimes you establish kind of roles or just things that you do, right?
Okay, I'll give you that.
So in my relationship, I'm newly by myself. I've never lived by myself before. So my past relationship, I did not handle electronics. I did not set things up. That was always like my ex did all those things. He was really good at it. It was easy. So I now am left to work with handymen or ask people to help me out to do things. So
hi, I'm Mr. Handyman. Here to give you a hand.
Those things, just that's not my forte. I have a large skill set that's just not one of them. So right now, here's the deal. I have cable.
Yeah.
But I want to join everybody else and just have all the other things.
I want Liv to hop on to Pork Chop's mic because hers isn't working.
And don't be mean to me because here's the thing. There's plenty of people that pretend that they know exactly how to do things, and they have no idea.
Liv, how do you feel about Mackenzie not knowing how to do anything with Netflix, honestly?
I'm, like, stunned. And, like, I kind of, I guess, get that it's, like, she was dating that guy since she was, like, what, 13 or something?
11.
Since she was 11. And
yes.
He always did the technology stuff. So I kind of get that aspect that it's like, it's almost like she never had to learn because like he would just did it all. But I'm just like stunned because I don't know a single person that doesn't have Netflix.
Glitch. She had a glitch.
Yeah. I don't know a single person that doesn't have Netflix. And I know more people that don't have cable
yeah.
and just purely rely on Netflix.
Of course.
Than vice versa, especially with you having a kid.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, with kids, it's so important because you can tailor what they're seeing, what they're watching. Whereas like with TV and cable, sometimes you can't.
Exactly. And too, I never watch TV. To be honest, I'm running around like a crazy person. My commercials run on TV. I never see them. I never watch TV because I'm always running around. But hey, so Liv actually inspired me because she was like, oh, I want to watch a really good movie. I'm like, I want to watch really good movies and I need to like get, I know people don't want to pay their cable bill anymore. So they go straight Netflix, straight whatever, Prime, all these things. And I want in, but here's the thing. I don't honestly know how to do it. I have the app and I need a Roku. I know I need a smart stick. I know the things I need. I know what they exist.
I've never heard of a smart stick.
Should I just get a smart TV? Like, what's the step?
Let me help you.
Okay.
833-563-2539. If you can call in and explain this to Mackenzie, the simplest way that she could get Netflix from, I assume, like her phone, because you don't have it at all, right? You don't even have it.
Well, I have it on my phone now.
You just downloaded it.
Yes.
Okay. Then I think the easiest thing is just to have her take it from her phone and to Chromecast it onto a TV. Even if you don't have a smart TV, you can just put it in through the HDMI.
I truly don't think she understands the difference between downloading and having the app and then actually having a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, I know your subscription. You can share passwords. Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
No, yeah, you can.
Actually, we legit called Netflix and asked them on when Porkchop and I worked together because we had a standout on the show who would not share his Netflix password, and they said it was, in fact, okay. Or at least that one representative said it was okay.
That's why they talked about how they're going to crack down on it coming up. So I'm pretty sure it's not legal.
So anywho.
At least 4 years ago it was.
Until everybody was on it. Listen, what does Mackenzie need to do here? Can you offer any advice? Because I think the easiest thing, as I told her, is just to download it, either get her own account or illegally hop onto somebody else's. And then all you do is you go get like a Chromecast or like an Apple TV, whatever it is, and you just plug it right in there. $15-$20. Boom, you're ready to go. You could do that in like 10 minutes.
Okay, I know you're saying these things are so easy, but you're like, boom, get an Apple TV.
Chromecast right into the HDMI.
See, I know what HDMI is. I mean, I'm down with that. But there are people that don't know what these things are. Or you make it sound easy, and they're like,
I'm afraid if people don't know what it is, that they also don't know how to call in at 833-563-2539. They're picking up a banana. Hello?
Hello? I was like, oh, yeah, just get your Chromecast or get your Roku. And then you say, da-da-da-da-da. It's overwhelming if you're not. That's not your world. You're like, huh? What?
Can anybody help Mackenzie out? That's all we're looking for here. I'm sorry. I know you got other things going on.
I mean,
it can't be
hard. Dummies do this every single day. I just need the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. How to do it.
All right. We'll see if we can get some help. Okay, Mackenzie, I don't know if we actually have answers, but we have people calling in, which is half the battle.
Thank you. I'm like, help me.
Help me. I don't know what I'm doing. Mackenzie wants to watch Netflix like the rest of the world has been doing for 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, I wanted Netflix and chill like from 10 years ago.
All right. Are you looking for people to chill with too? Because that's a whole separate phone thing.
That's a whole other thing. No, I'm just looking to get connected.
Once again, with Netflix or the person, that's what I'm trying to figure out. All right, 833-563-2539. Let's go to Tiffany this morning. A lot of ladies offering you some advice. Tiffany,
thank you. I need it.
What does Mackenzie need to do here to get that Netflix?
Okay, so as long as you have the app on your phone and you have a smart TV, you can screen share without even having a remote to actually get it on your TV. My son found it out. He's 3 years old. He clicked on it on my phone, and that's how I found out you can screen share from your phone.
I love that.
I lost my remote in moving, and yeah, I haven't had a remote in probably like 8 months.
Do you have?
But you can get it from your phone.
But I need to get an Apple TV, right?
No. Do you have a smart TV?
No.
Just a smart TV. It's like a Vizio, the cheap
oh,
one
wait,
from
yeah,
Walmart.
I do have that.
I don't think Mackenzie,
I didn't even know that I had that, but I do.
That doesn't mean your TV is a smart TV.
Joe, you can come over and look at my TV.
It doesn't mean, Tiffany, that her TV is that it's a smart TV. She could have an old Vizio. Thank you for calling in, but I think we're more confused now. Kelly, thank you for calling in. Can you help with Mackenzie's goal to get the image on her phone to the TV?
Yeah. So I think the best thing for you to do is to get a Fire Stick from Amazon.
Okay, easy. I'm looking at them literally right now on Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, you should definitely get one of those. All you have to do is plug it in to any TV that has an HDMI port, which basically they all do now.
And mine do. I did check that. Okay.
And if you have an Amazon account, which sounds like you do, you just sign in and you can download Netflix, Hulu. If you're a Prime member, the Fire Stick actually comes with its own lineup of shows that are like
Yes.
Made by Amazon.
I am. Thank you. Okay, I'm looking at these. They're not that expensive.
Now, Mackenzie's from the street. She's like, so what do I got to do to get one of those jailbait ones or whatever? Or
jailbroken?
What? Well, she said jailbait, so I don't know. Maybe
she's
looking
at
poor child.
So, not that I have one or anything like that, but you can watch videos on YouTube on how to do it. It's really easy.
Oh, nice.
Interesting, Kelly.
Okay.
Could you imagine Mackenzie like trying to do something like that and she gets arrested? Who's going to watch Lulu?
What are you talking about? What? Like doing illegal stuff?
Yeah, when you break, or what's it called, pork chop?
Jailbroken.
When you jailbreak a Fire Stick so you can get more things for free.
Oh, I think it's illegal. I would never do that intentionally.
I didn't mean to. I accidentally broke it. My bad. Andrea, we'll wrap it up with you. Thank you for calling in to try to help out Mackenzie. First of all, are you in the same boat as her? Or do you actually know what you're doing?
Yeah, no, I didn't know what I was doing, but I accidentally bought one of the TVs that she needs.
Oh,
I went to Walmart just to buy.
Thanks, Andrea.
I bought one at Walmart. I got it home and I turned it on. And I was confused because it pops up all these apps on it with, like, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Vudu. And I had to call my son and ask him, like, why did my TV have all these apps on it like my phone does? And he came over to explain to me. They're already preloaded. All you do is sign into the app. So you don't have to screencast anything or Chromecast anything or Fire Stick anything or break anything into jail. You can just watch it on your regular television.
See?
And then you can use your phone at the same time.
That is awesome. See, it is, you don't realize, but since this, thank you very much, Andrea, since it's not your world, so someone's like, go with the Fire Stick. Here's another option. Just go to Walmart and get the TV. So it's like all these different things you can do.
Assuming the way I've seen you take things so far, like down the path you go.
I took notes. Look at this paper.
I know you do.
I've been writing all these suggestions from our wonderful listeners down, so thank you.
Why do I feel like you're going to buy a new TV? Like your USB wasn't working. You're like, oh, I'm just going to get a new car. Like anything doesn't work. So I guess I have to get a whole new one.
I'm very much like my mom, Kiki. When I get overwhelmed, I'm like, I don't care about the details. Just make it work. I just want it to work.
Bam, 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 bam. What do you feel in your head when like the show wraps up? Because like right now, that's me. It's like, bam, 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 about to go on home.
Yes.
Getting done with my work.
I feel like it's been a heck of a show. We've gotten to a lot.
I feel embarrassment.
Well, that's because you're an embarrassing person that does some really shady things.
Yeah, whatever. I'm never going to have a dating or love life ever again.
Embarrassing. He's just real talk. But he's not getting off Grindr. He's been on it for the last.
No, I'm on Instagram right now.
Oh, excuse me.
Working
and then Grindr.
Hard. Oh, wow. You know what you should do? You put out your audio demo. You should also be like, here's some of my original radio stuff.
Time to run inside.
Oh, talk to me dirty.
Time to run inside.
Okay. Have you ever had any of your Grindr men show up at the same place at the same time?
No.
Never?
I mean, maybe like years ago.
But you never overlap?
I don't think so, no. Hmm. And
maybe
years ago.
He's gotten better at the grind.
He refers to as his roster.
Mm-hmm. He has like his fantasy football lineup for Grindr, but
actually, someone else helped me with that.
Wow. Okay. So,
wait, what?
Nothing.
What? God, is that all you and Liv do all day? Just work on your grinding?
I told him in college that I used to form a roster, and I used to have a roster of guys, and I had my starting lineup, I had my star players, and then I had my bench players, but I always had some sort of roster going on. It might have been 5 guys, might have been 11 guys, whatever it was. But he's taking it to an all new level. These would be guys.
Who has the time for an 11 man roster?
Well, because some of them you're just Snapchatting.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
But
okay.
He is like in love and hanging out with every single one of them, and I did not do that.
It's like, do you have a pecker? Let me check. Okay, I'm in love.
This is not true.
Wow, who says that?
Listen.
You're making me sound like some sort of whore.
Are you not?
Oh,
I'm not.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying.
In the past month.
Stop. This is what I've said.
I was
in a relationship for 7
he's
years.
Pounding his fist.
Which means he's
and I am like allowed to date and see who I'm interested
in
next.
You
I can't
do.
Just go on a date with one person and like call it, you know?
Is a date considered hooking up or what is a date?
Oh my gosh. So what are you doing today, Joe? We've got a minute.
Do you,
well,
boo? No one's judging
I'm
you.
I'm with my wife, so maybe I'll hook up with her, but that's it. For me, that's why I'm so cranky. I got to go get my blood drawn, and I'm really afraid I might have diabetes. Not even kidding. So
no.
I'm worried my blood sugar is going to be too high, so I don't have it diagnosed yet, but I hope not. A listener said that I've been so tired, beyond normal tired, Mackenzie, that it could be a symptom of diabetes.
I'm not laughing.
No, I know.
I feel bad. She's so, like, what are you doing today? Well, I might have diabetes.
So, you've been fasting, right?
I have been fasting.
Okay. I'm proud of you for going in to get checked, and if you do get this diagnosis, we'll deal with it.
Exactly. Mackenzie, what's your day looking like? Any diabetes?
No. I'm going to go to lunch with my dad and have a nice, splendid day. It's gorgeous outside. What about you guys?
You guys just reminded me I have to work at the steakhouse tonight, so yay.
Grinding.
No grinder there.
Yeah, right.
You never know.
Sir, it's been 30 minutes for my order. What's taking so long? Oh, sorry, sir. There was a mess up in the kitchen.
It's just steak.
Live the Web Girl, how's your day looking?
Well, I am going to be on tonight from 7 to midnight. So if you're still listening to our radio station at that time, it's going to be me. And I also have my second job other than that. And I have to train for Cycle Bar. So I've got a very busy, long day.
Man, look at you kids working hard, making me and Mackenzie so proud. They're growing up so fast. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop.
Grinding.
And Live the Web Girl, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.